The Mind Aware, 543.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. So I had an interesting conversation with somebody the other day, and it led me to want to chat about this on the show. Some of you have maybe heard about the power of free, giving stuff away for free, and it's often referred to as a lead magnet. You know, you give somebody a free item, and then they exchange it for the email address, and then you are able to market them, and eventually they want to buy something. So the conversation that came up was this person mentioned that they didn't like the model because giving their information or their services away for free made them feel like their work was not valued. And it's a legitimate point, right? It's obviously a legitimate point. So I thought it might be worth it to just sift through this a little bit and talk about the benefits of free and also kind of the pitfalls, like how to execute it appropriately. So if you're interested in this topic a little bit more, by the way, there's a fantastic book out there called Free. What a apt title. Free. And it's by Chris Anderson, C-H-R-I-S, Chris Anderson. Lots of good statistics about the benefit of free and the power of free. So why does free work? Let's start with that. Like, why does giving your services away for free work, whether it's a free consultation or a free PDF that gives a cheat sheet or a free video series or whatever the case may be? Why does that system work? Well, it's been my experience and, you know, general consensus out there in the marketing world on this is that people want to have an opportunity to get to know you. They want to have an opportunity to get to know your methods, your ideas, your systems, your personality before they buy, before they spend money. And certainly, I can see myself as a consumer knowing that's true. If I can go out and I can watch somebody's YouTube videos and I get to know who they are and I get to know their message, I'm more inclined to buy something from them. If I get on somebody's mailing list and they send me emails that are useful and help me shift my mindset or my marketing systems or give me ideas I hadn't thought of, I'm going to be more likely to buy from that person. But most importantly, when you're out in the world and you're giving your stuff away for free, people have a chance to get to know you. They get to know your personality, you as a person. What you are like as far as your delivery style, what you're like as far as where you live and what your hobbies are sometimes, all sorts of things that we are attracted to people in. You know, if you would sit down right now and make a list of who you follow and why do you follow them, you're going to see more often than not that the people you study or the people you follow, you're going to have reasons why you follow them, like, well, they have a good sense of humor, or they're really concise in their delivery, or they just give me the facts organized in a really nice way, or they seem really laid back or authentic or easy to be around. Not very often we say, why do you like that expert? Do we answer, oh, they have a really nice four-step blueprint, and that's why I follow them. Usually we follow people who we like their personalities or we like who they are. And so giving your stuff away for free, you give people an opportunity to get to know you. Now, part of marketing in the common internet world is giving stuff away for free without even getting an email address for it. So you're out in the world and you're just like I am right now. Didn't cost anybody to hear this podcast anything, and you don't have to give me an email address to hear it. But hopefully, if you like what I have to say, you're going to check out my website. You might decide to take some of my free courses or get some of my other free offerings or the free quiz, like Your Marketing Superpower Quiz, and eventually get on the email list and we'll be able to develop more of a relationship. So you're giving people the opportunity with free to get to know you without any risk to them. And here's something even kind of more important. You're also giving yourself the opportunity to indoctrinate them to your ideas and philosophies. So when people come into the Train Your Brain world, they're thinking action, 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 action is what builds their business. Work harder, sacrifice, discipline, all that stuff. So when they hang out in the Train Your Brain sandbox for a while, even for free, they start to realize that mindset matters most and they start to get acclimated to the idea. Now, very rarely will somebody stay on your list for a long, long time. Like I'm talking, if somebody's on your list for 2 years, they're going to buy. Because if they're that engaged with you that they are opening your emails or they're participating in your webinars or they're participating in any kind of events you have, and they are still hanging around, they like you, and they're going to, more likely than not, want more. They're going to want more than what they've been able to get for free. And these people become your dedicated fans, and they become your buyers. So is free important, and does it have a place? I think so. I think it gives people a chance to get to know you and like you, and it gives you a chance to help them understand your philosophies. But do you have to do free? Of course not. This is the beauty of being a brain trainer. You can do anything you want to, and it will be successful. One of the kind of common shifts I've seen in the market lately that there's been a lot of talk about, and I kind of like the idea, like it might be fun just to play with it a little bit and test it, is the idea that you have your first offer be not something real low like the $7 quote-unquote tripwire that everybody talks about, but something more like a $29, $27 offer, maybe even $37, depending on your market, and have that be the entry point. So have people, maybe you run Facebook ads or somehow get the word out about this low-end offer, have people share it, and you end up making sales. And so now the people that are coming into your list are a different kind of person. You might call them more qualified. You might call them buyers coming right into your list. You might be able to think of this as, oh, I'm getting paid to indoctrinate people to my message. And that's all well and good because as a brain trainer, you get to decide. If you know you have a story about free that feels like shameful or that you're being devalued or that it's a big feel bad for you, then don't do it because it doesn't matter. You will grow anyway. You will be successful anyway. You'll attract the right clients and you'll make money anyway. It makes no difference whether you have a free offer or you don't have a free offer. I just listed a whole bunch of benefits to having a free offer and why it's a good idea to have one. But at the end of the day, those kinds of tactics, they aren't the things that build your business. The only thing that builds your business is what? Can we hear it? Let's say it together. Mindset. That's it. Mindset matters most. That's the only thing that matters. It's funny because the person I was having this conversation with at the time about this giving away for free and not feeling valued, she ended up recently having a situation where she ended up giving away her work for free because people were really in need. And so she rushed out. She just started helping people, using her particular gifts, helping people for free. And it was such a feel good, and it helped her to shift this concept that she had about being devalued, because she took the attention off of herself and it was really on being able to help people who were in crisis. And so there are so many ways to spin this story, and you get to decide how you spin it. You get to totally decide. You can say, I love giving my stuff away from free. It feels good. I'm of service. People get a chance to get to know me, and I get a chance to help people and get that good feeling that comes from service and helping people. Or you can tell the story of, I'm so happy that I have an entry-level point now where people come in because I attract a different kind of a client, and I like clients who are buyers, and it's easier for me to work with people who I know automatically are making an investment. It feels to me like they're more likely to consume what I'm giving them. When they paid for it, they're more likely to get indoctrinated to my message because they actually watch the material or read the material. So it's so nice that I'm not doing the free model. I like doing the entry point as a paid model. So you see, it makes no difference. It really makes no difference. What feels good to you? That's how you get to build your business. What feels good to you? When you can figure out what feels good to you, then just do that and train your brain to say that that is your reason for success. Follow what feels good to you. Train your brain and say it's the thing that's building your business, and you're on your way. Off you go, growing easier and easier and easier and easier. You've totally got this.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.